Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's ask the Lord's blessing. Our Father, you've commanded us to pray without ceasing, to ask, to knock, to seek, and it would be given, we would find. Lord, we ask tonight, help us. We admit we have no power. Lord, we are your servants. Help us this evening to worship for Christ's sake. Amen. I want to look at verses 6 through 8. Verses 6 to 8 in just a moment. Now, the Apostle Paul had declared that his preaching, that is, the preaching of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, was not according to human logic, human persuasion, was not human wisdom. You know, that means that Paul's preaching and the preaching of all of God-called preachers is not according to that which a man, by his carnal reasoning, can figure out. Now, when the Lord is pleased to reveal the gospel to one of his own, when he opens the heart of one of his elect, God's people cannot but believe. They hear the gospel of free grace, and they know that's the truth. But man, by nature, cannot figure out the glorious gospel of God's grace. If he could, he would boast in it. He would find that it was nothing more than pride to him. He would attribute his salvation to his own ability and therewith brag and say that I've got something of which I can be proud. That is the very heart of Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, when the Lord said, and I've read this so many times, and every time I read it, I'm taken back by one word in particular. Now, this world is filled with religion. Just man by nature is religious. Listen to this passage of Scripture. We've read this so many times. Not everyone, Matthew 7:21, that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now here's the word that takes me away. Many. Many will say to me, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, that is, in grace, in mercy. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, man by nature thinks that he can please God by what he does. That's natural thinking. If I am obedient, if I can figure out what the one in charge wants, then I can do whatever pleases him, and therefore I'll be right in his sight. Man by nature cannot figure out the gospel. He might have a head knowledge of it, but he has no heart for it. The Apostle Paul declared in verse 4 that his preaching, his speech, was in the power of God, the demonstration of the Spirit and power. That is, whenever God Almighty is pleased to call out one of His own, it is a miracle of God's grace that man by wisdom could not attain by his own carnal thinking. And the reason is set forth in verse 5. Here it is. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If you'll notice, every different religion has got a different way in which you approach God. One of them's one way, one of them's another. This is how you got to do this, this you got to do this. Only when you hear the gospel of God's free grace do you ever hear that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and it never deviates. Go anywhere where the gospel of free grace is preached, and you'll hear the same message. But I can walk out this building and go and take the first building where there's a religious assembly being made, and whatever they say may not be the same as the next one down the road. Man, by man's wisdom, cannot figure out God. Man's wisdom has been excluded. Therefore, and let's pick up where we're going to start tonight. Verse 6, howbeit, the Apostle Paul says, howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, that is, those that are complete in Christ, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught, comes to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, Paul the Apostle says, we do declare, preach wisdom among them that are perfect. Perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. Mature, taught believers. God Almighty has called out His people and has taught them something of the wisdom of God. And God's people believe it. Not the wisdom of the world. It's the wisdom that is taught by God Almighty. The wisdom that this world gives tells a man, you have to do something to be right with God. And coming right out of that truth right there, or that lie, let me say it like that, is this. You do something in order to be saved. It gives a man a work that the Scripture says he cannot do. The carnal man can physically read. Now, here's the mystery of this book. I gave you an example last week or two. You can read something out of this book and understand the English part of it. You can read the words as the words are set forth. You can read this. Now, listen to Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now let me ask you something. What did that verse of Scripture just say? Concerning salvation, it is not by works of righteousness that we have done. Is there any works of righteousness that a man can do to be saved? No. Man can read that and can say, I believe in salvation to be totally of grace. But all you must do is And he has absolutely nullified everything that he said concerning believing grace. He cannot figure out the truth of God's grace carnally. Man's wisdom leads to death, making him think that he has pleased God by and all the while walking in self-deceit, walking straight into the judgment of Almighty God, the wrath of God Almighty. But the wisdom of which we speak is the highest wisdom ever revealed. Why? It is the wisdom of God. Now here's wisdom. How can God be just and justify a sinner? How can God be just in dealing with sin and not have any works of righteousness on that man's part and justify that man before himself? How? Now here's wisdom. Almighty God, sending his own precious lamb, his son, being made flesh, and his son being made what his people are, sin, and God justly dealing with sin in his son, and taking righteousness which is of his son and imputing it to his people. That's wisdom. That's power. Here's the amazing thing about this wisdom. It's wisdom that the Apostle Paul says in verse 6, "We speak among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." I love the mysteriousness of the gospel. I love the mystery of the gospel, of God's free and sovereign grace. This message is an absolute sacred secret. A secret, that which is undiscoverable by human reason, hidden by Almighty God, and he's pleased to reveal himself only to those that he's pleased to reveal himself. When we speak of preaching the wisdom of God in a mystery, what we're saying is it's the wisdom of God that you and I don't get by our carnal thinking. Our intellect cannot figure it out. If Almighty God does not reveal it, you can hear it, you can understand the 5 points of it, you can get it in your head, but you don't have a heart for it. Matthew 11:25-26, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." Now let me ask you something. You tell me that the carnal mind will gladly embrace that scripture when they hear that God Almighty, that the Lord Jesus Christ, in praying to his Father, thanked the Father. He thanked the Father that his Father had hid this mystery. We preach the wisdom of God in a mystery. And the Lord Jesus Christ thanked the Father that he had hidden these things from the wise and prudent. Carnal man is going to say, "Now wait a minute. Hang on just a second. We want all this opened up the way we see it. This ought to be something that everybody ought to have opened up to them with full revelation. We preach the mystery, the wisdom of God in a mystery. When man by nature hears the gospel of God's free grace, that God would choose, that God would predestinate, that Almighty God withholds, and God Almighty gives, and God Almighty loves one and hates another. You tell me that man can figure that out? We're all cut out of the same lump, and God Almighty says, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. You tell me how that's figured out. But a believer bows to it. Bows to the God of all grace. He can't perceive it by carnal wisdom, but when God gives him a new heart, he knows it. Everything concerning the glory of God in Christ, everything concerning the preaching of the glory of God, everything concerning the salvation of God's elect in Christ is a mystery. And that's why man hates it, because he can't figure it out. Let me ask you, can we enter in by human understanding to the mystery of godliness? Now listen to this mystery. God was made flesh and dwelt among us. God. John said, we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. This is the only one that God ever sent. The only begotten. We touched him. God Almighty in human flesh. And all of his elect were in him eternally. And he came into this world with all of his elect in him and perfectly obeyed God as their representative. And his perfect obedience is their righteousness charged to them. When he died, he went to the cross as their representative, as their absolute substitute, made what they are, and they're in him. And when he died, they died. When God Almighty poured out his wrath and forsook him, they were forsaken in him. And they died. And they were buried with him. And raised with him. And when his disciples watched him ascend into heaven on the Mount of Olives, they all went up with him. They were always in him. And while they watched him ascend and heard two men say, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus that you see ascending up shall descend, shall come again in like manner. And all his people were in him. This is a mystery. And God's sheep rejoice when they hear the glorious gospel of God's grace. Let me ask you this. Does God the Father see the blood right now? Where is it? Wherever it is, he sees it. And he says, when I see it, I'm going to pass over you. Oh, the revelation of the mysteries of God, the wisdom of God. that cannot cease. You give a man, let him have it, let him have his opinion on how God saves a sinner. And it's the silliest thing that you've ever heard in your life. All the glory goes to himself. The mystery of God is what we speak. It is the eternal purpose of God to save a people hidden in Christ. Who can enter in to the mysteries of God's eternal covenant of grace? When all of his people were chosen in him, there's never been a time that they weren't there. And how? Here we are hearing this glorious gospel, this hidden wisdom, hidden in the glorious Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, which God ordained, the scripture says. We speak the mystery of God, the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto or for our glory. Hidden right now in plain sight. Hidden right now as it's being preached. We take these messages, many other pastors do, other churches do, and they'll take them, they'll put them out, they'll put them on the internet, and they'll go all over the world. And it's hidden. Hidden in plain sight. As the glorious truth of Christ is preached week after week, where God's been pleased to send a faithful preacher. Verse 8 says, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. From the beginning of man's existence on this earth, I'm sure that none of the so-called great men, the men of this world, knew this mystery. But I tell you who I think is being spoken of in particular here. I think it's those rulers of the Jews and those that hated the Lord Jesus Christ and despised him during the time of his earthly ministry for this reason. The last part, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If those that crucified him would have known the revelation of God's Spirit, the wisdom of God, that wisdom that is concerning the gospel of Christ, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now listen. Christ must die. Christ must die. Why? Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Is that not right? Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. None of the princes of this world knew these things. Had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And he must die. What did God Almighty do? He left them to themselves. And in leaving them to themselves, what happened? They crucified the Lord of glory. And in crucifying the Lord of glory, letting them do exactly what they wanted to do, and justly will send them to hell. They accomplished God's purpose. The Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. And by the shedding of his blood, he redeemed his people. Leaving men to themselves, he showed mercy to whomsoever he would. Now let me tell you what that is. That is the wisdom of God. Would you and I have ever figured that out? No. Consider what is said. They crucified the Lord of glory. To be crucified, he must be a man. He must be born of woman. He must be the Lord of glory. He must be God. God who can and did suffer and die. Now listen to this. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. I know this. God can't die. Man can. The scripture says, feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. That's a mystery. Can God die? No. Man can die. The God-man shed his blood at Calvary. This is a mystery. Had they known in regenerating grace God's mystery, they would have known him to be the one of whom the scriptures spoke. Had they known the Lord of glory, the possessor of divine excellence, the God of glory, had they known that that was God in human flesh, had they known that that was the Son given, the one upon whose shoulder the government of everything rests, he whose name is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of glory, the Lord of dignity and honor and worship, had they known, if they had a heart for him, like every other regenerated saint, they would have seen his glory as the Messiah and would have bowed to him by faith. They would have not been indifferent to him. That's the mystery of God. That's the mystery of this message, the gospel, the message of salvation, totally by the grace of God, would have been precious to them who believe. They would have been Christians. The Lord told Bethsaida, Chorazin, he said, if the miracles done here had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented. And it would have remained until today. Sodom would be and Gomorrah would be thriving cities. But Almighty God gave them over to themselves and was pleased to show mercy to others that were just like them. There was no difference. All men, in closing, either consider God's message concerning Christ to be foolishness. This is the most foolish message I've ever heard in my life. Or, this is the wisdom and power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that are perishing, that perish, foolishness. But unto us which are saved, which are being saved, this is the power of God. Carnal man sees no beauty in this. They see no mystery in this. They see foolishness in this. That Almighty God in human flesh, the God-man mediator, would be nailed to the cross. That Jehovah would forsake him. And that in his forsaking of his only begotten Son, that life would be purchased and given in Christ. May the Lord bless these words to our heart. For Christ's sake, amen.